It's the Wrestling Show, and this is your SummerSlam preview. I'm Cav Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast. I'm at Lingus Mafia, along with your number one source for your wrestling news, as usual, the man of the hour. He is at SGP Soccer on Twitter, and that's Mr. Billy Body.
Hey.
Anyone of note say that your information is always great and perfect and shit that they've never heard public before that you say first? Anybody famous ever said that kind of stuff to you? I just thinking about that.
Yeah, some people that might work at WWE might have said it.
That's interesting. It's interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that more on a podcast on a poll that comes out this Saturday. Anyway, it's your SummerSlam preview, and I'm not fucking jumping up and down. As a matter of fact, sadly, I do not think I will be watching this live because it's a fucking Saturday, which completely fucks me because I got shit to do. And I'm like, well, I'll see. And the thing is, I can't start from the beginning. You got to wait till it's fucking over. Do I want to fucking jump on in the middle? I'll be spoiled by everybody else tweeting or talking. It's a fucking joke.
That's ridiculous to me.
What's part?
That's ridiculous. Like, well, first of all, how much is ridiculous here? Like, let's run it through. The music you chose is ridiculous. Like, we use it every year. Like, it's so...
And that's the proper good SummerSlam that I miss.
It's so nostalgic, and it's so, like, fucking Warrior and...
Hogan. Fired up. You go, ooh, yeah, fucking... I really wish they would turn back the clock one day and actually have Vince do a voiceover and... This person versus this person, it would be the funnest fucking, people would get fucking excited. Now it's, oh, who has a new released album this week? We'll use their music. Fuck you.
It's weird. Like, they had that music for a while, and that's all like the Hogan SummerSlams and the Warrior SummerSlams and everything like that as they come through. I always remember like 91 as well with the wedding at the end and everything. Mm-hmm. So then from there they go to Wembley. There's like a lull in the 90s, but you don't notice it because, you know, there's still a big five. Like, it's still like you have in your houses and stuff, but you're still getting to SummerSlam. You still
get
got
excited
fucking,
for that. Yeah.
Yeah. You still got like Vader getting his title shot and Bret Hart winning the title from Undertaker. And then the 98's a huge one at Madison Square Garden with Austin and Undertaker. But then it really starts to just blend into another event in the 2000s. And I don't mind the early 2000s from 2010 to 2002 to 2010. I think there's some like good SummerSlams in there, but it does start to lose this kind of SummerSlam-ness in terms of where they have all those B pay-per-views. There's in the 2000s, it starts to become WrestleMania. And then all the other ones, and that's where SummerSlam started to lose it. I've been to SummerSlam 2017 and 2018. I thought both of those were decent, and I'm sure this one will be fine. But it's not like, oh, there's WrestleMania, and then there's 4 months later it's SummerSlam, and then after this one there's Survivor Series and the Rumble. That feel of getting from those. Mm-hmm. Pillars, it doesn't feel like a pillar anymore. It doesn't feel like a pillar pay-per-view.
Let's see your craziness. I want to see your craziness. Main event of SummerSlam 2002.
Oh, Rock and Brock.
Wow. How about 06?
06. By 06, what was going on? Yeah, didn't Cena lose to Edge in his hometown?
I don't even fucking know. I'm gonna look. 95.
95 is Mabel and Diesel. The older one's easier.
I even was going back to 96, and I go, I think that's Shawn and Vader. If I can remember it, then you will. Let's see, SummerSlam, 2006.
You sure it's Edge and Cena?
Okay, let's
but see. I'm not sure, 100% sure if it's on last. It should have been because it was in.
Let's see, this has Sean and they're on the fucking cover here cooking. Let's see results.
Oh, hold on.
I got it.
Wait, so Cena does lose to Edge.
Edge defeats Cena. Yeah.
Well, that's the last match.
Yeah.
That's the last match.
Mm-hmm. It goes in order. It's number 8. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is interesting to have a bad guy win to walk away.
Well, isn't that SummerSlam in Boston?
Event. Let's see.
I remember they did a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Where,
Boston Garden.
Yeah, so Cena was supposed to win at SummerSlam. Cena was supposed to win it at SummerSlam, and then he lost it in Boston, but won it in Toronto, which is Edge's hometown. Oh. Just total fucking dumb shit that they did.
It's got to be, like we said on the last time we were talking, I was like, where's the home field advantage?
Well, what else you got? How many? I'll get them all. So.
Oh, nine.
I think
stump you a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it did, because 07 is 07 is Cena and Orton,
because
I know that one definitely. But I have a feeling that for some reason they went back to Cena and Orton again at 09. But I'm trying to think what's going on with the other title at the same time.
Oh, this is a very interesting. This is a very interesting one then, because you might be fucked up with this one.
When you think about it, so Cena and Orton is right.
Yes, gone back, and it's not the main event.
Yeah, and they've gone back to like their fucking matches, where they then have like Hell in a Cell and all that kind of stuff. The other one is the other title match. Did they put CM Punk and Jeff in the main event when Jeff left, when he lost that feud where Punk was calling him a drug abuser?
I thought he left at Armageddon in December. Wasn't there that, like, he waved to everybody and said, it's been a great ride, and then he got knocked out? Where the fuck was that?
No, he lost to Punk.
He did. It's his tables, ladders, and chairs.
He put his career on the line.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just said goodbye, and it was weird, and, like, he got knocked out afterwards. But, yeah, this is tables, ladders, and chairs. And CM Punk defeated Jeff Hardy.
That was a difficult one, though, because I know the match is there, but it was weird for me because Punk loses to Undertaker in the opening match of Hell in a Cell a couple of months later in a title match. He loses, like, he has this run. They fully establish him as a heel, and then he loses to the Undertaker at Hell in a Cell in the first match in the opener, because they were having like the three Hell in a Cell matches, obviously. So Orton and Cena goes back to main event there.
Now, I don't know how you're going to get this one. 2013.
It's easy. That's Brian and
that's
Brian and Cena with the cash in. Should have been Punk and Lesnar, but obviously you can't be with the cash in.
Because I'm looking at it and I go, no, he's wrong. But the way they have it written out, the last match is Brian, Cena, Orton defeats Brian is the last match. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is Brian fighting twice? There you go.
Yeah, Brian wins first. Yeah.
That's the 13th one. Fuck, you're frightening with all that shit. You're very frightening with it. So
you know, it's harder. It's much harder around the around those 2000, like that 2005 to 2019, because everything with the two titles.
Yeah.
Everything with the two titles is like, all right, I know where the titles are. But then it's like, you got to guess like what they put on last. It's much harder, where it's like, it's a lot cleaner before brand splits.
Who's 94?
That's the Undertaker and the Undertaker.
Oh. I'm like, that's my graduation year. I'm like, well, let's see, what the fuck was going on there? So this year's SummerSlam, what is the card? Do you have the card? Because there are like those... the couple that you go, okay, you got Goldberg and Lashley, and then you got, of course, Cena and Reigns. Now, we're all saying, of course, Reigns got to win this thing. Now, I mentioned this to you before, and I said, I am not 100% that Reigns will win this anymore due to Ric Flair leaving. Can McMahon handle not just doing this to fuck Flair because he's a vindictive fucking weirdo? Will he ruin the entire Reigns run for a 4-second fucking run with Cena just to break Flair's record to screw him.
I don't know how he'd be screwing him, though. They'd be screwing themselves.
I know, but this is it because he would lose the record. It's fuck you, Cena's the all-time most fucking ones. Fuck you, Rick. That's all that is, and that's what Vince is a fucking weirdo. I can see him do it because Flair said he wants to leave, and now he's doing all this other stuff besides eating pussy on a train, and I can imagine that he's just like, well, fuck it. We'll give it right back to Reigns. We could give it back to Reigns the fucking next Friday, but we will have the record broken. Instead of saying, we held the belt for a billion fucking, you know, for over a year. Instead of going that way and thinking long term, I think he just wants to fuck Flair.
No, they're not going to do that. Like, it's too, there's too much invested in the whole Reigns thing. And at the same time, like, you don't want to give it to a guy who's not even working for you afterwards. So,
well, he gave it to Rock.
Yeah, but like Rock had an obligation to do the WrestleMania. So,
I mean, you know, they screwed the whole Punk thing, which could have been fantastic, where it was Undertaker versus Punk, streak versus title. That would have been great. And they fucking have to hand it to Rock. It's so fucking dumb. It's like they can't not fuck up. They have to fucking find a way when shit is laid out for them. But I mean, it is very interesting from the old school theory where,
but they had that planned a year out though, so like they can't change a year of plans. Where, but the issue was, the main issue, I didn't have an issue with La Rock doing Rock and Cena again when you already have it planned out, even though Punk was, you know, swimming as fucking champion and flying as champion, I should say. The issue I had was Cena was supposed to lose to Rock and then go on like a redemption storyline where he was going to lose to Rock. And that would have mean, you know, when you're playing like the fucking, the music video, the build up video for that, it's like a sad song about how he's having all these bad times with his wife divorcing him or whatever. He loses to Rock and he beats Brock Lesnar at the next pay-per-view. And then he loses to the fucking, to Albert, the,
A-Train?
Tensai, right?
Oh, okay.
So
I forgot that Tensai was on a tear beating people.
Or he loses to Tensai first before he beats Brock. So the whole beating of Brock doesn't work there. But Vince had to do it because it's like, oh, we got Brock back. Like, we own him now. Like, we've got him for $5 million. So we have to show our ownership of this guy by fucking beating him, which made absolutely no sense.
Because
one guy needs to come in and win to look strong. You want to like solidify your investment, and the other guy's perfect to lose because he's on a fucking losing streak. So the whole point is that Cena's whole life is falling apart, and then he gets back on track and it comes full circle and he beats The Rock. So you didn't tell the story anyways. So if you're not telling the story anyway, why don't you just fucking not put the belt in that situation? Like, Cena doesn't fucking need it. The problem was is that you didn't have Undertaker win the Royal Rumble, so you couldn't do that anyway. So how do you get Cena out of the fucking title match after he's already won the Royal Rumble? So that was the issue you had. And this, I guess you could have had him challenge for the other belt. What the fuck was the other belt this time? Or is it gone by now? Yeah, it's gone. It's not gone because it doesn't go till Orton and Cena at the end of the year. So what's the other match at 2013 WrestleMania 20? I think it's fucking, I'm sure it's Del Rio and Jack Swagger.
Let's see.
So you'd have had to just have Cena challenge Del Rio. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, this is the New York fucking show.
It is Jack Swagger and Del Rio. And it's not good.
Of all that. Yeah, that's the fucking, did he, what did he do? He knocked him out or fucking what the fuck did he do with the ladder? That whole thing. When he got fucking, that was just a ladder match. It was a different time.
What did Jack Swagger do between the Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania where they decided that he wasn't going to win the title? I can't remember. That's why I can't remember, because I know Jack Swagger was supposed to win the belt at WrestleMania.
So here it is. Alberto champion defeated Jack Swagger with Zeb Coulter.
You should check why didn't Jack Swagger win the title. I'll look it up. You should go through the card.
Yeah. All right. So the card for this SummerSlam, those two matches, of course, like, what do you, so you're pretty sure that we're going to have Reigns win this title. I mean, keep the title.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So moving on from there, I think we're all pretty sure that now that it's allowed to happen, it's going to be Sasha and Bianca. Sasha's just going to lose to Bianca again. I mean, I would assume so, but it's just bad for her. She has to lose to her. I mean, she fucking jumped her. She's a bad guy. She's going to lose. She's got to lose to her, and that's that.
It is odd then for where she goes when she comes in and loses to her. Plus, you know, Bianca doesn't have any opponents on SmackDown.
That's
so
a problem.
She's got to ride it out to the draft. I mean, I think she will win. I don't think they're going to fucking change the belt here unless they're just changing it for 1 month and then she wins it back and then you get to the draft in October. But I think inevitably, like, Bianca carries it onto the draft somehow. Hmm. It's weird how you're going to mix this up though, because if Becky's going to be on Raw, then the Sasha needs to go on Raw because Becky needs opponents over there because she's faced Charlotte and there's you can't go up against Nikki Ash. It doesn't make any sense. It's too weird. And Rhea Ripley's a babyface. So what do you do? Like, do you move Rhea Ripley over to feud with Bianca? You could do Charlotte and Bianca. That's if Charlotte's even staying. She's got to sign a new contract if she stays. Like, there's not any combinations here that really interest me. And I know that Sasha and Becky feud has been done as well, but it's not been done on a major stage. It was done like a few winters back in 2019. So,
This is one of the most predictable cards? Because to speed through the card, kind of, tell me where it's wrong. RKO Bro should win the fucking tag titles, right?
Yeah.
I would think Nikki beats both of them because she always loses to them. So she wins.
Yeah, I think she'll win until they work out what they want to do, yeah.
Is it a question if we're going to get Lashley to beat fucking Goldberg, right?
I'm more in doubt about that one than I am about the other one, simply just because they've involved his son and everything like that.
Yeah.
They're talking, he's talking ahead about he still wants to have matches with Cena and Roman Reigns.
Hmm.
And they've got the Saudi show coming up, which he works. He works those Saudi shows and they've got one of those coming up in October. So he's more likely to win. Lashley's not on a run like Roman is, where it's a full year. So I would think, like, you could do that one and then you could flip it back in Saudi or wherever. Or you could even do Goldberg and Roman at a Survivor Series in their champion versus champion thing. Just to, you know, because he's talking about wanting to do it. And then you could beat Goldberg in the December pay-per-view. That's what you could do. So this one I could see. Or you could have fucking Big E cash in on Goldberg after he loses to Roman, something like that. I don't know. That one I can see, like, happening more than the Roman one, definitely. But I still think it won't. I still think somehow this guy gets another deal despite losing his last three matches.
I would assume that Drew easily beats fucking Tao Li over there. But at the same time, is that the surprise? Because Jinder kind of needs a fucking win, maybe?
Depends where they want to go with Jinder. Like, it depends, like, in terms of where they want to, what they want to do with him. Like, because if it's just a case of... you know, he's just there to service Drew for this period, and he's never getting back to that level or even close to that level that he was, then yeah, he will get beaten. But if it's a case of, yeah, Drew, we've got Drew established, but we also want Jinder up there. We want Jinder as a future world title contender, not as a winner. Sure. Again, but if we want him to contend and whatnot, then yeah, that would make sense.
But the thing is, you know, if he wins, it's going to be by fucking the other two guys that fucking show up, and you know, like when he was the champion, he never fucking won. Normal. It was like, well, he's still not strong. It's still like it doesn't belong there because he's not beating anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he has. Has he won a match?
Since he's been back, I don't think. Did he have a match? Other than it was, was it 3-on-1 and they fucking lost? It was fucking retarded.
He had a match where he came back. I can't remember who it was against, but he had a comeback match against somebody. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too, but it went on Raw, but it was like against a fucking nobody, right? Obviously.
Yeah, like it was against the fucking, what's his name? It was like a Gulak or someone like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of those fucking people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's always the problem. If you don't build somebody up, it's not believable.
Or was it Ricochet? I'm sure it was.
I was thinking it's one of them. I mean, that's always, it was somebody.
Yeah, I saw them complain like about how somebody was too good to be used that way. I just cannot remember who it was. Mm.
What other matches? What am I missing? What match am I missing? Mysterio against the Usos. I would assume the Usos win this.
Yeah, I would think that they would.
Yeah, so
I can't think of it.
What is the match then that's... And if he matched to us.
Okay. I think the Bloodline will win. Alexa and Eva, I guess, could be one.
There's no way fucking Eva beats fucking Alexa, is there?
I wouldn't. I think that one will be full of like bullshit magic and whatnot. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing a one-on-one match, though, just to watch.
But I think Eva does need to get a win. I think I would pick out that one as one that could possibly be. RK-Bro, AJ Styles, if you want to get that to Clash of Champions where it can be a more important match, where it could even be like the main event, like if we don't win, we're going to break up. They could lose here just to – but I think the crowd really want this one. I think that could be the opening match, in fact, where it starts with them winning. I think Priest is going to win the title from Sheamus, but I don't.
I do too.
But I think Priest is the favorite, though. Edge and Rollins.
Like, oh, shit. How can we forget that? I would assume Edge wins this.
I would assume he does too, but like the benefits of Edge winning are limited because. Okay, I don't know. You can't do Rollins and Roman because it's two heels. Mm-hmm. Unless you turn Rollins babyface. But can you turn Rollins babyface off a loss against Edge? And if Edge beats Rollins, you can't do Edge and Roman again. It's been done like twice.
I don't know where Roman goes after this. I mean, who's next?
I think the loser of this, not even just the loser, I think one of these guys is going to Raw, Edge or Rollins, 100%, because you can't have them both there anymore after this match. So yeah, I think possibly Edge will be the one who gets away from. He's done everything here. Like it's weird on these short contracts and these part time people coming in. Like it's you face a couple of guys and you have a title shot. But if you don't win the title, you then got to move on, face another couple of top guys on the other side, and then challenge for the belt again. So you could see Edge trying to go against either Goldberg, Lashley, not Big E. I don't think Big E's going to have it for long. I think the thing where Paul Heyman was cutting a promo the other week and he was standing there with that smile and the laughing and stuff, that got absolutely, you know, some people like certain shit and some people don't. I saw that getting universally panned. I even saw people going, hey, I like the New Day, but this is not main event shtick. Like this is still New Day shtick that doesn't translate over to you being serious. And I saw people who are, you know, the most fence sitting people that were saying that this is the wrong thing to do. Like, that was awful. So, yeah, I think if he's still going to be the pancake dude who laughs and jokes and acts the way he does, then I don't see him being lasting long as champion. I mean, he's not even got a match on this show. If that's going to be a future champion, that's weird that you don't showcase him here at SummerSlam and have him doing anything.
We did have Corbin take the fucking briefcase, so we might get something on Friday that makes that match happen. And God forbid they make the mistake of having Corbin actually cash it in. My guess is on Friday, Corbin runs in to cash it in and, like, actually has Roman pinned, but they're like, you can't cash it in. It's not yours. And then it's like, fuck, he had him, but it's not his.
I don't think they'd even do that to Roman Reigns.
You're right about that. Yeah, that's hard to do.
Yeah, I feel like...
Or he gets in the ring and says, I want to cash this in, as they're both standing, and be like, I'm going to beat you straight up. And then they say, you can't cash in.
It's weird, like, because they haven't said you can't cash in yet, so I don't feel like that they'll say you can't cash in, because... John Cena just changed the
contract.
John Cena just changed the contract. So at that point, you've set a precedent where, I mean, nobody's acknowledged it on social media. Plus, it would be pointless to steal if he couldn't cash it in because, you know, what would happen from a company standpoint, if there was any logic in this at all, they would turn around and go, Big E would go, hey, I'm the briefcase stolen. They're like, here's another briefcase. Yeah. Here's another contract, right? It's easily done. Like, you want it, you know, here it is. So the fact that he's even stolen it means that it has cash in abilities. But that's stupid because
it's the 24/7 title.
Exactly. The Money in the Bank was already damaged from giving it to Otis and Otis losing it to Miz. Like that whole sequence that they did the whole story they did last year was really, really bad in terms of getting it to Miz and Otis losing it as a lunchbox and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that needed this year, the damage needed to be repaired. It needed to go to someone good, someone who everybody like believed in and thought, you know, yeah, I see you as a future champion. And they needed to cash in like effectively. But, you know, the women's side last year, Oscar was told the belt was in the fucking briefcase. Yeah. They didn't have anything. This year, Nikki A.S.H. cashes in the next day and she's fucking terrible. By the way, Liv, who's going to win it, has now killed herself because she got told she wasn't winning it. Is that what happened? Like, what the fuck? Like, how can you be on TV all the time and now you're just not even on TV anymore?
You know what? I completely forgot about her. She disappeared. And it's not believable. Yeah, I do. And I completely forgot about her. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm like, they got old fucking Thea Trinidad on there instead all the time. And I'm like, is it believable that Liv could beat Bianca? Is it even close to believable? Other than, like, of course, with a contract, Money in the Bank. But I mean, like, a match? I wouldn't be able to believe it.
Yeah, I mean, cash in, anybody can cash in.
Sure.
Miz cashed in on Drew, so.
Yeah, but I said without the cash in though, like a regular match, is it believable that Liv pins fucking Bianca?
No, because women don't get put on these. Women don't get put on that. Like, she's on the same streak that Drew McIntyre was on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, women don't get to get booked this strong. But like, the only person coming in that was believable now is Sasha, because you know you could sell it as, We had a 50-50 match and I'm getting my rematch. But after you get past Sasha, like I said, you need to start bringing over all the new people. So that's what I think, like, you put a fresh coat of paint on Nia Jax and people like that and just turn around and just pretend, you know, they weren't in a tag team or Raw. If Nia Jax goes over to SmackDown, and I'm sure she will, because then you'll have Nia.
That
Jimmy,
would be believable then. Even if it's just Nia versus Bianca, I would have a belief at least she has a chance.
And I also believe that in terms of, you know, the people are talking about Naomi going over there and being a part of the bloodline, you know, because she's married through the Usos. I think Nia's a better fit for that. If she goes over onto SmackDown and represents the bloodline as a champion and then make Bianca chase it back,
That's pretty good.
That would be the more likely thing to do. I mean, or you know, if Becky's on SmackDown, if Nia gets through Bianca and you think, oh, this isn't working, the Becky Nia match has never happened from the broken nose. Mm-hmm. Never happened. So
she should give Nia a fucking gift for breaking her nose and making her famous. It did the whole thing.
Oh, she made her bigger. She was big anyway, but yeah, I don't think she blew her up. She wasn't WrestleMania main event, no.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. Do you have anything else that you want to touch on in there? Possibly tomorrow. We're recording this Thursday if you're listening late. That CM Punk is showing up, or which makes no sense to me because they're having their little pay-per-view in Chicago. So why don't you show up during the pay-per-view instead? Make people buy it. Because they're like WCW and they need the ratings.
Yeah, I think you just... Well, I think they're... I think they want to just pop that show. So, yeah, I mean, you just want to pop that show. Like, and it's difficult because you book Chicago for Rampage. If you hadn't have done that, then you had the show in... you had Chicago for Dynamite anyway, then people would have been expecting him on Dynamite. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so difficult to go to Chicago and have people think about anything else. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they'll be chanting his name and then he doesn't turn
the
up.
The second it happens, he's going to start chanting his name. Yeah, it is very hard then not to have
him. Then the shows, every show becomes anticlimactic until you actually get to the pay-per-view. So,
and it's going to be a side story. Like, it's going to be distracting.
Yeah, they're just going to get out of the way. He's going to let him come out. I don't think he'll speak tomorrow. I think he'll speak on Wednesday.
Really? Yeah, it's smart, though, to not. Yeah, it is smart, though, to do. I mean, yeah, you think he's just going to show up and just stand there?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll speak. I think he might speak to the live crowd.
Yeah, afterwards. Yeah, of course.
After you see him. I think you'll see him, you'll get the pop, and then you'll get the, he'll open up Dynamite, and then you'll get the match booked for Sunday. Mm. And so by Sunday, by the time the pay-per-view comes up, that will be like the quietest pop he gets of the week, because I think the first two will be bigger.
Yeah, I'm watching, and I had this discussion. I think they're better than Raw. For sure. That's not even a question to me because I was like, are they better than WWE? Production-wise, of course not. If they went up against Raw, I guarantee they fucking beat Raw. I don't even really think it would be close. Raw is just a fucking catastrophe. It's literally a fucking bore. Raw is bore. So... I'm like, I would have it on two TVs, but I would have the volume up on AEW. And that's scary for me to even fucking say. But
this Rampage show is 1 hour a week, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's very digestible. Boom, done. I said, oh, great. Fucking, that's the way I like it. And that 2 hours is, you could deal with 2 hours. These fucking idiots with the three.
Can you imagine they had like a different owner with a smaller roster with 2 1-hour shows a week?
I mean, there's a lot of people there. That's the thing. There's a lot.
Exactly.
Of people.
Like, can you imagine you actually like hired properly and just not? It's like, oh, he's available. We have to have him. Oh shit, he's available. I didn't expect he to go. It's almost like they fucking.
There's certain guys I get like getting, but other ones where I'm like, you don't need to get Mark Henry. You don't need to get Big Show. Nobody cares about them.
They're not wrestling, though. That's the thing.
Well, Big Show's going to now, so.
Yeah, he's going to now, yeah. But, like, for me, you know, the real... It's weird because, like, obviously Cody's part of the foundation of the company and whatnot. But for me, it's like there's a lot of guys at the start of it which you didn't need. So I think you've got to get Andrade and Aleister Black and whatnot, sure, when they're available. But yeah, there's a lot of people, not just ex-WWE guys, but there's a lot of guys that have got, I don't think you needed to get Christian. I feel like he's lost it. I think that was just a case of, oh, they've got Edge, we've got Christian.
I think it's a way to get him on to fucking TNA again.
Yeah, well, he is there now. Yeah. I don't think you needed to get Matt Hardy, even though Matt Hardy did some things over here, like in AEW. I don't think you needed to get him. But at the time, yeah. It's like, oh, we'll get everybody that people recognize. But obviously, they're on long deals and whatnot. I think you needed to go and get Aleister Black when he was available. You needed to get Moxley. You needed mm-hmm. to get Andrade. You obviously need to go and get CM Punk and Daniel Bryan if they're available. Yeah. Jericho was there at the start. But I also don't think you needed to go and sign all of these indie guys. I don't think you needed to get Sting.
No, fuck no. I mean, I get that it's a name and you'd almost hire him for an ambassador.
It's the same reason they'll get Flair.
Yeah, I mean, at least with Flair, they could do a fucking horseman thing and kind of work that into something and maybe fucking have a horseman fucking stable. And, you know, that they're managing or something, that could be interesting at least. And then how interesting would it be? Would they actually let Flair fucking wrestle? Have a he could fucking drop dead.
That would be ridiculous.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Sting is getting put through a table and not selling it and getting up. Fuck, man. It's, I mean, come on. You have to fucking... It takes away so much shit that you got these younger guys that double power bomb him through a table and he just stands right up and beats them. Oh my God. So it's shit like that. But, you know, for the most part though, at least they tell stories and shit like that. And, you know, it's more interesting to watch. And it is real interesting to look at Jericho's body. It's real interesting.
Well, the six pack with the fat pack.
I can't understand what the fuck is going on. It is bizarre. Like, his tits are fucking weird. Like, they slump outward. And he's got the whole middle of the chest missing, like fucking Kofi. And then he's, like, fat on the side, but the front isn't. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But watching him, I go, if I had to be on TV with my shirt, I would look like... I don't know if I would eat for 2 weeks. I mean, it would be... I have to melt away because I'm fucking embarrassed. Or you start wearing a different outfit to cover that shit. Wear a fucking t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a shirt like Gangrel, something. Fuck. All right. Well, that is your SummerSlam preview. Billy, where can people do betting on this?
Yeah, you can do betting over at get the betting over at lockbetting.com or the daysheets.com if you just want wrestling and UFC. But lockbetting.com is where you go for all of the betting packages that are tracked on this spreadsheet. The pinned tweet at SGP Soccer is always the last month.
Okay. And he's hit this constantly, folks. And this SummerSlam, I don't know if it's a scarier SummerSlam because it sounds way too fucking easy. So what are the curveballs they're going to throw us? But Billy finds out the closer the time comes to it, he will have it even better for you. So when you go sign up there, you will get the up-to-date picks and stuff like that. It's not here you go now, you're done. He will let you know when shit is changing, and so you'll be able to win some money. That is it. Go sign up to my Patreon. My Patreon is patreon.com/LingusMafia, and you will find a bunch of shit there because I just did a second show of the fucking week over there. So, all right. I'm Kev Manning. He's Billy Body. Enjoy SummerSlam if you can.